Hello there. Welcome to season two, episode two. We'll title this Out of Hibernation. I'm director of fun, Ryan.
I'm Alec.
And I'm Spencer.
And what do you guys do again?
We talk, according to the website, entertainers is what it says.
Broadcasters.
Broadcast entertainers.
The official title. Yes. But we're here to talk about Jackfish baseball and a lot more.
Upcoming.
Welcome back to the Scar Box up in the Welland Stadium press box. We're back. It's a little cold. Not too bad. The sun's shining, though, right now.
The windows are open. Morning.
The windows are open. It's a little chilly, but not too bad.
It is a beautiful March morning. Can we just get real here?
It's
March
actually...
morning. There's no snow. The field looks really good, actually, for early March. It is a pretty beautiful day here up
in the box. Let's be serious. A few days ago, we probably could have been in cutoffs and like booty shorts if we wanted to be.
Spring training should have started.
We should have started. Yeah. Well, we're actually going to get ready. Like usually, probably about after Easter, we start doing like all the stadium stuff, like all the banners and stuff, get it ready. We're probably going to start next week.
Yeah,
like
exciting
it's gonna be crazy.
Times.
So I think when I looked last, we're under 80 days. So I think it's like 77 days to the start of the regular season. And yeah, it's scary.
The middle of May is coming, folks. And believe it or not, it is year number 5.
It is.
For the Welland Jackfish.
Fifth anniversary season.
And that means a lot to you, I know, as the owner, but a lot to this city and a lot to a lot of passionate fans.
Well, so the funny thing is, yes, it's year 5, but once we end next season, we will be as many seasons as the Welland Pirates. And the season after that will, you know, more
seasons. You surpassed the boat.
I think we did anyway, really, regardless of the years. We've signed a 10-year deal. We ain't going nowhere. Although I did hear there's potentially some competition down in Thorold. Someone's trying to put a collegiate team or something.
There you go.
So that should be interesting.
More baseball.
2025. I heard about that. Anyway, off topic that. Yeah. So we're back. There's a lot going on at the pond this year. There's tons. I mean, the capital improvements, renovations are going to go on starting March 18th. A brand new patio.
Ooh.
With Newark. So it's a 35 foot by 40 foot patio. The front 17 feet wide is going to be our Newark party barge. So you can get tickets to that. It's 50 people per game, $40 per person. You get drinks, you get food, you get a gift from us, wait service, the whole shebang. There's a limited popcorn, water, all that kind of fun stuff. But then behind that is going to be our new merchandise store.
There we
go. We can get nice, great new shirts like that.
Like this.
And champ
like
stuff.
Yeah. And champ stuff.
Even a nice jacket like that one.
We are the champions, by the way.
Reigning so champions. All that is part of a 10-year corporate partnership with Newark Brewing out of Beamsville. They're awesome. Shout out to Griffin and Mike over there. And
yeah, great guys. Griffin Dad, a good guy.
Yeah, great guy. So Pond Water's back. We got to find a new name, though, for Liftbridge because someone took it from us.
Licensing issues, all that garbage.
Yeah,
however,
copyrights.
But that just means...
You put a poll up on Twitter for that, didn't you?
Yeah, nothing came out of it.
Get your creative minds, people. Come on. I know hibernation mode. We were sleeping. I was sleeping.
Yeah. No, we are... The sun is out now, so we're rocking and rolling. It's time to go. But, we got to find a new name for that. I mean, there's been tons of names flipped around, like Slippery Fish and... Rose City Light and all kinds of weird stuff. But
can we talk about how exciting the countdown has been? And I'll talk about a story. There's a couple of countdowns going on. One to first day, opening pitch, of course. But season ticket countdown is getting really, really real.
Mm-hmm.
Under 25 season memberships left.
Yeah, we doubled our season ticket base, which is not only have we doubled our season ticket base, we also doubled our flex package purchasers, so 5 and 10 games. And it's just, I mean, winning a championship definitely helps, but I think the overall feeling of the team in town that we're just a good entertainment product.
Is it real? Do you ever pinch yourself and say, like, holy shit?
No.
Like, this is real.
Well, sometimes, but then those times I'm like, holy shit, like, are we even relevant? Sometimes I feel that way too.
Fair. Yep.
So, like, it's like, it's both sides of the thing. Sometimes I'm super sad because I'm like, no one cares. But then I look at how many season ticket holders we have, and I'm like, okay, never mind. We're unreal.
This is the place to
this
be.
This is sick. So, like, we lead the league in attendance last year. Sorry, IBL or whatever. We're probably going to do it again. Our average attendance right now, without selling another game, another ticket is, like, almost 800 people. So...
And we still have 77 days until
first pitch. So we have people calling in every day for seasons. We have flex ticket packages, groups, all that stuff. I mean, and then you look at the other games we have. We have our exhibition game against Quebec in May 6th.
School day game.
Then literally the next day, the school day game
That's
sold out.
Wild.
Sold out.
That's going to be a party.
That's a lot of Tylenol. A lot of screaming kids.
So 3,200 screaming school kids.
Love it.
In the park, going nuts. I know our players are pretty excited. They actually have to come in early for that one.
Really?
Through the first week of May, I already booked flights and all that stuff, so they're all coming in, and it's going to be crazy. Like, this year, we talked about it 100 times. Like, every year we talk about this, we're going to do more and more and more. But this year, being our fifth anniversary, and it's about the Fanatics and all that kind of stuff. Like, we really want to, like, that's why you guys are not broadcast entertainers. Like, we're trying to entertain to the maxes and get our players involved and all of us.
I Alec wasn't here for the opening day when we brought the team to Welland, but I will never forget that moment when I remember you specifically said, we are here for the long haul, and you will not know what's coming next because we are adding more and more and more. And wow,
well,
it's
and,
so true.
And that's the thing, like, so a lot of people ask, you know, about other teams in the league, like, them, like, trying to get to our level. And my response is, no offense, again, IBL, sorry, whatever. You're never going to get to our level.
It's not going to happen.
Every time I see somebody even getting remotely close, or not even other teams, like any other entertainment entity around, when they get a little bit closer to us, we're just going to turn it up to 10 more.
And it's not that we don't want anyone there. We're not trying to be snobbish by any means.
No.
It's we want the fans of the Welland Jackfish to know this is what Welland Jackfish baseball is.
Yeah.
It's we have our own identity, and that's why we are proud of it. You know what? Chatham's doing great things. Hamilton
awesome.
Did amazing things
amazing
last
things.
Year.
They'll do even better this year.
London has probably one of the most historic franchises of all time.
But what we're trying to do is be completely different.
Correct.
And not just the IBL, like completely different than any other entertainment option out there. Like, we're going to give you a show here that you can't get anywhere else that's like north of the border. I mean, there's stuff in the States, baseball teams and stuff. They're crazy too. We're just trying to bring that kind of feel up here and just make it our own. I mean, we have a frozen fish we kiss before every game. Like, what are we talking about here? So,
do we have to get a new one for this year?
Yeah, we do. You
want to
go? We should go.
We should go fishing.
You want to go?
Let's go fishing.
In the Welland Canal?
We can do a Hooked on Fun in a boat.
In the canal. Can Rocco come?
Rocco should be there.
And Jocks.
We'll catch Jocks.
I saw Rocco today riding his beautiful bike down Niagara Street in Welland. He was going at a 3 click per hour. He had his beautiful
that's pretty fast.
Wave going. And I honked at him, and I almost startled him. He almost tripped over that curb. But
oh, my gosh.
Rocco
for commish.
Yeah, honestly, Rocco should be the unofficial mayor of the city of Welland. And if
he is, I don't even what do you mean he should be?
No, it needs to be on the website.
Like, well, I don't
mayor
know
the, and then Rocco.
I don't know when the next election would be for the city of Welland, but when
whatever
it comes
wards
up,
he in, he's
I love Frank. I love Frank for the actual mayor of Welland.
For the record,
yes.
For the record, love him. But I'm putting Rocco's name in the ring. He probably won't accept the nomination, but
maybe he'll go to Fort Erie.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know who Fort Erie's mayor is, but
he's the town crier. He is pronounced Fort Erie.
Good, better, and different, whatever. There's some choice words in there.
It. Don't matter.
Yeah.
Have we signed Joey Votto yet?
No. Joey's on the bench somewhere, and like I don't even know where he lives.
Cart.
Unbelievable.
This is great.
Did you see the picture yesterday? The
it's unreal. Photo? It was unreal.
So funny. No, he has not responded or anything. So we're working on that. Not really. I mean, the guy's never. Coming.
Do we need to get the rally pick?
We can come throw a first pitch out.
Probably. We got Biz. Took us, 3 years to get Biz?
A couple pounds of bacon, 3 years, and no harm in those videos, but we got him.
I actually have something coming up potentially with Biz. I can't say what it is, but...
A little foreshadow.
You said enough right there.
We'll see what happens.
You said enough right there.
Business
we're working
is
on
booming.
Business is booming. We're on the map. So going to the season, I told you guys inside scoop of what the promo nights are. And they're pretty hilarious.
Some of them.
A couple good ones.
Sick.
We've got two right now, going to be 3 theme jerseys. The 2 that we currently have designed are unbelievably funny. I know there's a mixed reaction on the Step Brothers jerseys last year. We don't have anything like that.
You stepped up, though.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Definitely stepped up.
But they're still ridiculous and whatever. So 2 Timber Tigers nights
there
this
we go.
Year. So we'll play as them. We have the hats and the jerseys and all that stuff. We'll sell that stuff again. What else we got going on? Well, Thirsty Thursday's back, obviously, and whatnot. Live music on Saturdays. But we have other, like, just random nights that is going to be, like, we play on the 4th of July. So it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a firework
party
on
course,
that one, right?
All-star festivity weekend coming to the Rose City this year.
Yeah, that's going to be unreal.
That's a, you know, a crazy weekend, which a lot of people somewhat take for granted, but it is a great time.
Well, it hasn't happened since 2016. So, I mean, it's going to be what I'm super excited about is I hope out of town fans come so they can see, because we're going to put in the same show we do in our regular season games into an All-Star game. We're just going to probably jack it up even more. But it'll give people that have never been to our park from outside cities to be like, these guys are idiots. They're insane. But I love it. It's great. Because I think we at times get an interesting rap around the league about being whatever. But it's just from people that have never been here before. So come here, check it out. It's fun for everyone. Yep. Whether you're our fan, a Baycat fan, a Majors fan, whoever else. We don't care. Well, easy. We love everybody. Everybody's friends.
Gonna have to cut you out of the podcast.
Yeah, you're bashing.
What are you doing?
I'm a homer. I gotta leave.
Well,
this is true.
That has been verified.
To the moon.
You got the check mark. To the moon fly ball.
Yeah.
This comes up every single time.
Every podcast, this comes up. It's amazing.
And it no longer needs to come up.
So we'll change the subject. Speaking of the moon, we announced, I don't know if you openly announced this, we're adding a new concession stand. Over on the third baseline into the parking lot.
I think we rumored it last year saying, hey, it's coming. It is coming. And this will really.
So this is official.
That'll take it your fancy for the fans.
Yeah. So we purchased a 13 foot, it's like a shipping container, but it's a kiosk. It's pretty cool. I don't know how big it is. It's about like 40 feet into a parking lot. It's going to be sitting there. All the shrubs in front of it are coming down. Actually, the city was here yesterday to look at trying to rip those bad boys out. They've been here for over 30 years, so good luck.
Yep.
And then we're going to flatten out that area, and there's going to be other picnic tables or maybe some tables there where people can hang out. But it's going to be kind of a cool other area, just open. No special ticket needed or any of that. Just hang out in the possibly Miller Lite zone.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know yet.
A little branded there.
I know. I shouldn't have said that. They might watch this and say, forget it. It might happen. It might not. I don't know. We're talking.
Less wait time on your glizzies.
Those are my favorite areas of the ballpark, though.
Yeah.
Like where you just get people kind of shooting the shit, hanging out, kids throwing balls, get kids stumbling, rolling down the hills. I don't know. I prefer that than sitting in your seat for 3 hours. I prefer those guys.
Well, and that's what we're trying to do, right? Because, you know, the concourse is tight. It's only 10 feet wide.
Correct, yeah.
So what we're trying to do is push people outside the concourse a little bit. So, like, for example, the beer cart, it will no longer be in the concourse.
There we go.
It'll be over in the new concession area because we want ease of flow. Well, I know from doing promos, like, trying to run through the concourse or get to the concourse quick.
Especially with your, like, pizza shoes on.
Well, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. So, like, we're trying to make it super easy for people to come in and out and all that kind of stuff. We've done some stuff with attendance numbers to make it like easier on fans to get in and out and all that kind of thing. So, I mean, that's just the problem. We only have one set of bathrooms, right? It's the reality of the business. One day, maybe, hey, City of Welland, build us a new set of bathrooms. But for now, we do what we can with what we got.
Can we give the fans any inside peeks of what may change on field in terms of promo or what's coming back, what's not coming back?
Well, I can say the Stack and Dash is back, so that's always a fan favorite. The Fisherman's Race is back, but only for partial time.
Okay.
But then we've also added one, two, I think four new ones. And then we're going to do this year, because I know fans have come to games and it's like the same thing every inning, every game, same thing. We're going to change that. So there are certain things that will be every game, obviously, Stack and Dash and whatnot. But we're going to add some just random ones and hope they work.
Keep you on your toes.
Yeah. So we're gonna come up with some just ridiculous things. And this year what we're going to try to do is actually get the players involved more in things. So there's going to be another it's kind of a t-shirt toss before the game, not a t-shirt toss. So get excited for that. We bought a t-shirt cannon. I bought that today. It goes 150 feet. So for all
that's
the people,
great.
So for all the people that were upset,
you brought that up.
Yeah. For all the people that were upset of not getting a t-shirt on like the grass berm or like other places in the stadium, I will be able to reach you.
Look out now. Section 345.
I don't want to kill anybody.
Take a peek in that guy's backyard.
Yeah. I don't want to kill anybody.
Fire pit crew up there.
Well, actually, Jason, our GM, I was talking to him yesterday. He's like, why don't we get like a giant bungee and we'll like launch one into the fire pit?
Can we launch Jason?
No, we can't. He's small. He is small enough. Can you imagine?
Like a jockey.
Oh, my God.
We can put it to the moon.
We should get a cannon and just shoot him out of a cannon. He'd be small enough to do it. That'd be amazing. So there's lots and lots and lots of new promos going on.
No restrictions.
No restrictions. Well, that's the thing we say all the time, right? That's don't have. What are you looking at?
Are those new trees just, back?
That's what Jason said. No, they're not.
That's what I'm asking.
Really? No, they've always been there. I think what happens is they get blended in with the backdrop when it's green, so you don't notice it.
Because the only reason I say that is that is literally right where those guys normally sit.
And no, they're off a little bit to where the pole is there.
Okay, I've never noticed it, but it looks.
Sorry, people, you can't see, but we're looking in the outfield behind the outfield
the
wall.
Best backdrop
where
in
the well,
just come to the park.
Gorgeous.
It's really take not. A peek at right center field, and you London tell me those that. Trees are not wow. new.
They are new.
They look brand spanking new. Like you just pulled in a new whip in your driveway.
Anyway, they're not. Wow. Off topic a little bit.
Anyways.
I don't know what we're talking about, but anyway, yeah, we're going to be changing things up all the time, every game, something new.
Game day. That's what we were talking about.
Game day. Like it's just going to be, like my head hurts thinking about all the new stuff we're going to be doing. So people are.
Home opener is literally around the corner.
Yeah. So with home opener, big day, we actually partnered with the City of Welland. So we're doing Victoria Day in the parking lot. There's gonna be bouncy castles and like face painting and all kinds of different stuff. We're gonna have some stuff too. Actually, that's one thing we actually just teamed up with. So YMCA Niagara has teamed up with us. We are purchasing a inflatable pitch radar speed thing.
Okay, cool.
So fans during games, we'll have it in the parking lot for the Victoria Day thing. But fans will be able to go up in the grass berm on the first base line and try their hand at.
So we're going to find a new Davey Mendez.
We're going to have J-Mac out there.
Now, with that, though, it's just a small donation to the YMCA for their programs.
There we go.
It could be anything. It could be 5 cents. We don't care. But, yeah, it's a nice little initiative to raise some money for their camp programs and stuff like that. But regarding that, another thing we've just purchased is a giant Muskoka chair.
Love that.
So we're putting that over there.
How big?
It's huge.
Like?
No, giant.
Green?
Like massive.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. So you can take pictures of that. Yeah, it's just everything. It's and then our normal stuff we have and whatever, but yeah, it's gonna be like it's gonna be different in here.
A party.
Party.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's been nice to be back up here.
I know honestly we say this every freaking time we do this. It's really ridiculous. We should do this more often.
But now we're into the stretch where, we are coming to the stadium more. We're coming. I know. There's so many things happening. Get your tickets soon, like actual hard copy tickets. That's when
is the home opener sold out?
No. 50%.
We're getting there?
Tickets, folks. 50% sold out. That's four digits already here.
Yeah, so actually, the guys downstairs, they're literally putting boxes together for pocket schedules right now. 350 boxes.
I was watching them. Their hands.
It's like
I give them full credit.
It's like a sweatshop down there. What's happening with my hands? Can I have a break? No, you can't have a break.
So
no break.
Shout out interns
schedule,
for that.
A lot of sweat and tears when
Yeah, disclaimer, our interns learn stuff here. We don't actually make them do sweatshop stuff.
Thank you, Brock, Niagara College, wherever other school they may come from.
Yes. Yeah. What are you?
Good?
No, the
home run calls.
The sweatshop.
The sweatshop just sent me over the edge.
Well, and they haven't even put pocket schedules in the holders, and then they have to get their cars and go deliver the pocket schedules to the places.
Yeah, so when you get that pocket schedule, make sure you treat it with care.
Yeah, it came from a Canadian sweatshop.
Ty and the boys downstairs
right here.
We're working hard.
Actually, it's Brian, and I start calling him B-List Ryan. That's his nickname right now.
His nickname is longer than his real name.
So it all came from is someone told me there was a Ryan Rodeo in Texas. And they're like, you should get onto that. And they said there was no, like in the description of the event, it says, by the way, no Brian. They're just B-List Ryans. So I started calling Brian B-List Ryan. I think he hates it. But hey,
he loves it.
We had a kid last year. His nickname was 2x4, and the reason was because he literally had no idea what a 2x4 was.
2x4 might go down as like one of the biggest legends of interns.
Well,
in Jackfish history.
Well, what was the one Matt, the tall kid? He was fun guy. Just because he didn't really smile all that much.
He's the Kawhi Leonard of our staff.
Yeah. Yeah,
mopey.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We're looking for volunteers. So anybody watching this, you want to come volunteer for the
have fun. You want to have
the
fun.
Most fun. You know what? I think this year, what I'm really looking forward to is our staff. From what I think is going to be so good, like just so much fun.
It was good last year.
It's gonna be even better.
It's gonna be even better.
The three of us. Emma's now doing a concession manager.
The best
Tyler.
Concession manager.
Tyler Evans is now hired full time for ticketing. We got a bunch of new interns. I think Emma's hiring the concession staff, so I think we're only going to get great people in there.
You're good with food.
Yeah, we're looking for concession workers. If you want to come work for us, part-time job in the summer.
We're going to need more, obviously.
Yeah. We're up to about...
what is the payroll? Well, not the payroll, but like what's the staff count?
I'm telling you.
Throwing it on the bus here.
So not included, just concessions and merch, it's 15 people.
There we go.
A game. So we need about 40 people on staff.
40.
What do we got right now?
Year one. I remember. I don't even know. I could count 30, them all dude. and probably.
Well, we don't want to,
things are going.
We're big time now. We're big time.
Well, we got two full-time staff members. We got 40 part-time, and then game day staff. We probably have another, I don't know, probably 8 to 10.
So we're 50.
Got new mascot.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's excellent, still here, folks.
Yeah, he is. He's a lot of fun.
He is a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, and that's what we've told him, like, you know, make Jax a character. Like, make it be, like what's his name out of Philly?
Oh, the Fanatic. Or are you talking the Flyers guy?
Flyers guy.
Gritty.
No, don't be gritty, but like, you know what I mean? He's hilarious.
Be Jacques.
Make it his own person. So
yeah. Add the French flair.
We'll see him doing a lot of fun stuff with fans. He's really big on like messing with fans, he said.
Oh.
Well, he didn't say it. He like signed it to me.
Okay.
But that's, you know.
He was around at the hockey game the other weekend.
Yeah.
He wouldn't leave me alone.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, in the Panther Den.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yep. We've been to a lot of hockey games.
Jacques, that's right.
A lot of events.
Jacques loves hockey.
Yeah. We went to the school thing yesterday. Nice. We're actually going to be the Pelham Home Show in April.
There we go.
What else are we doing? We'll line up our school visits for May and all that kind of stuff. We want to do a ton of school visits. And actually, this year is pretty cool because we have... What is it? I think up to 15 guys are coming and living in town.
Oh, good.
So we'll have players that go out to all these different things, right? Which, I mean, should be the norm anyway.